Vic Fedeli, MPP for Nipissing, announced the Ontario government is providing $3,623,790 through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, for 9 projects in the mining, manufacturing, digital economy, and forestry sectors in Nipissing. Fedeli said Friday from a media event at Miller Technology the investment will help support job creation, boost economic growth, and improve the quality of life in Nipissing. By investing in projects from varied sectors, our government is promoting a more diverse economy and supporting job creation in Nipissing, said Fedeli. It's one more way we are signaling to the world that Northern Ontario is open for business. The following funding is being delivered through the NOHFC, $1,132,558 to Miller Technology Inc. in North Bay to develop prototypes of the EV Lowback Grader to be used for underground mining, and to purchase new equipment to expand operations. Miller Technology greatly appreciates all the assistance from the NOHFC, Ministers Vic Fedeli and Greg Rickford and the Ontario government. This is a huge help in increasing our production capacity, export sales, research and development, as well as job creation in the north, said J. Daniel Batchand, president of Miller Technology Incorporated. $803,957 to Janvo Forest Products Limited in Mattawa to purchase new equipment to expand its operations. Janvo Forest Products, like all other forestry companies, are facing many challenges in the forestry sector with a shortage of skilled workers, safety concerns, higher costs of operating and the ever-rising cost of acquiring new equipment, said Dennis Janvo, owner of Janvo Forestry Products. With the assistance of NOHFC, we were able to sustain and create new, safer jobs and increase production by acquiring modern equipment. Looking forward to a brighter future. $523,345 to ThinkOn Inc. to expand its operation to create a security operations center in North Bay. Craig McClellan, founder and CEO, says, with this funding, ThinkOn will build a world-class security operations center which will support economic growth and create high-quality tech jobs for the residents of North Bay. It is so encouraging to see the government supporting the home team in funding an Ontario tech company like ThinkOn. $353,040 to Driller's Edge to help purchase automated equipment to update and modernize its operations. Funding support from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation has allowed D-Corp, subsidiary Driller's Edge, to significantly increase drill rod production capacity at our North Bay plant, positioning our company for anticipated growth in both domestic and international mineral exploration markets, said D-Corp management. $250,000 to Nordic Mindsteel Technologies Inc. to develop a new tire handling tool to safely install and remove heavy haul truck tires. NOHFC funding has helped NMT grow and diversify our business by offsetting a portion of the financial risks associated with designing and manufacturing innovative and new products. This growth has been accompanied by a change in our local employment needs as we have experienced increases in the areas of skilled trades and professionals which are needed to fulfill our sales growth both domestically and internationally, said Ronald Elliott, president and CEO of Nordic Mindsteel Technologies. $241,500 to Numa Tools Inc. to test a series of new clean tech, fully synthetic rock drill oils for use in underground mining to increase production and improve health and safety. Many thanks to the NOHFC team for funding assistance with the development of Numa Tools' innovative, patented, industry-leading no-fog rock drill oil. We have been testing the environmentally responsible, safety-first rock drill oil in underground mines all over Northern Ontario and Nevada with excellent results. Strong industry acceptance of the rock drill oil is helping build our customer base not only in Canada but with international miners as well, said Bill Culhane, president of Numa Tool. $158,855 to North Bay Machining Center Inc. to purchase new equipment to expand its operations. With NOHFC's help in financing the acquisition of a large bore lathe, said company president Luke Champagne, North Bay Machining Center has been able to secure work from 2 Quebec companies and provide 4 jobs in the process. Otherwise, this work would have stayed in Quebec. $50,035 to Bort Longyear Canada to build a prototype of a dual-tube drill rod that is lighter and performs better than existing drill rods. Bort Longyear has a long history in Northern Ontario with a strong legacy of innovation. Bort Longyear is pleased to be partnering with NOHFC once again, this time on the development of a new dual-tube drill rod, as a critical component of a new and revolutionary drilling system development, which keeps our R&D engineers and technicians busy, said Christopher L. Drenth, Engineering Director, Performance Tooling of Bort Longyear Canada. $43,000 to Regine Bedar Logging Limited in Mattawa to purchase new equipment and expand operations. Regine Bedar Logging has been in business for over 34 years. We have had to adapt to changing demands, rules, regulations and the rising costs of doing business. This has been a challenge, but we have overcome it and we are thankful for the support from the Ontario government for helping us as we keep going, said Regine Bedar, owner. The NOHFC promotes economic prosperity across Northern Ontario by providing financial assistance to projects, big and small, rural and urban, that stimulate growth, job creation and skills development. Since June 2018, the NOHFC has invested more than $559 million in 4,748 projects in Northern Ontario, leveraging more than $1.82 billion in investment and creating or sustaining over 7,500 jobs.